Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
I think misconceptions of self-love is that like people get self-love online really confused with like cockiness or self-obsession.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. Today I am extremely excited because I have Issa Duffy with me. She is a social media content creator, designer, and clothing brand business owner. Issa is also the host of IKD Advice, where she shares all of her biggest advice on topics such as confidence, healing, self-growth, and mental health. So Issa, welcome to.
Thank you for having me. This is my first podcast feature. I've never been on someone else's podcast.
Oh my gosh. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm so excited to have you on. You give a lot of advice on your podcast. Obviously, it's called IKD Advice. How'd you start your podcast?
I started my podcast like a little under a year ago out of nowhere because I was like making advice videos, obviously, like online and I guess TikTok at the time. They didn't have the 10-minute feature. They only had the 3-minute feature. That was like the max. And I just felt like I was like rushing to fit everything I wanted to say in the 3-minute span. And I would get comments like make longer videos or like make a part two. And I was like, you know, it would be easier if I just made a podcast and made this episode like 30 minutes long so I could just fully elaborate on it. And I didn't really like market the podcast that much because I was like, I feel like the girls that like really like my videos and watch them religiously like will listen to my podcast. I was like, I feel like I don't need to push it that hard. Like if you want to go discover it and you want to hear the extended version of whatever 10-step video I made, like it's there for you, but like I'm not going to shove it in your face.
You're always like on my For You page giving advice. What is your biggest advice when it comes to like raising your self-worth? Because I feel like that is a very big topic of yours of like having self-worth and being confident and like, you know, like standing up for what you want. So what would be?
Yeah, I feel like for me, when it comes to like raising your self-worth, I think it all kind of starts within. I think we as people, we place a lot of our like self-value in other people's opinions, perceptions, and like our relationships with how other people treat us. I think I raised my own self-value by taking a step back from those relationships and really realizing like, I think at the end of the day, the biggest opinion that matters is like what you think of yourself and how you feel in your own skin. And like at the end of the day, when you're alone in your room, like, do you feel like you're self-loathing or do you feel like you're content with who you are? So I feel like taking a look within and like breaking down your relationship with yourself and thinking like, okay, what are parts of me that maybe I don't like or I don't feel secure about? And like, how can I work with myself to accept like the pieces of myself that maybe aren't the best sides of me?
How have you like personally like realized that you had to work on yourself? Or like, what was that time, like that experience?
I feel like I always knew I needed to work on myself, because I think when you're, you know, you're young, I feel like I was like a bull in a china shop, that like life was happening so quickly and I was just like moving through it at whatever rate. And like almost that, like I didn't take any time to slow down and realize like, wait, who am I though in all of this? And I think when I was like in college, I was probably like 21. I really took a step back and realized like, wait, I'm going to graduate in like a year and a half. And like, who am I? Like, I was like, I think people go to college to figure out who they are. And I think I realized I didn't know who I was. So I started traveling a lot. And like, even someone said the other day, they were like, you kind of disappeared for like a year. Yeah. I just really started spending time with myself, because I was like, I don't want to graduate and feel like that I didn't gain anything, that I didn't leave like a better version of myself. Yeah.
What are your main tips when it comes to, I don't know, a lot of people that listen to your podcast and that listen to mine, they listen because they're either going through breakups, going through heartbreak.
Oh my God, that's the biggest question.
And I know that you recently went through.
I went through a breakup.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Honestly, like I'm one of those people that like I think I used to not, but now I can compartmentalize change really well.
And I've seen that, because like I personally do consume your content. I'm like, she's doing so good. And when I went through my breakup, I was like,
everyone
not
comments.
Doing good. And I'm like, what?
All the comments are like, how are you not a mess? Like, are you good?
Yeah.
I just feel like we broke up on really good terms. Like it was very much like, hey, I think we've realized that like you're a really good person and we have a really great friendship, but like maybe you're not my person. And like, I think long distance kind of prepared me for that. Like, we did long distance for 9 months. So I spent a lot of time alone and a lot of time thinking like, this is what my life would be if he wasn't in it. Like, our lives had already become pretty separate at that point, but we were like working overtime to keep each other in them. And then I think once we just realized like, hey, I love my city, I don't want to leave, but I still have respect for you. It was a pretty like, not easy decision, but it was kind of like a no-brainer. It was like, what's meant for us can't miss us. And we've remained friends. And we always say like, if at some point we, you know, the universe thinks we're meant to be, we'll intertwine back into each other's lives. But for now we're like, don't wait for me. Because if you're capable of feeling something for someone else deep, then, you know, then we're definitely not meant to be.
Yeah. Was it like he wanted you to move? When you
we like kind of, it was like, I was like, I think you should move to Miami, because I'm biased. I think Miami is the best city in the world. He wanted me to move to LA. I tried the LA thing. I just couldn't like connect with it. And then he couldn't connect here. And like, his job and his family's there, and like my family and my job's here. And it's, we would never make each other, neither of us wanted to be selfish and make the other person uproot their lives. Yeah. And I think also if we were meant to be, then one of us would have really wanted to make that sacrifice. Like I felt like the fact that neither of us did was pretty telling. We were like, okay, maybe not. But I think I've just been working on taking whatever energy I put into the relationship, especially in distance, it's a lot of energy to like keep it going, and just putting it into myself and my family and my female friendships and my content. Like I feel like pushing it onto my community online in a way, like I just used it as like an outlet. I was great. Well, now I have more advice to give.
Yeah. Things that make you like happy and that are a part of your life.
Yeah.
When it comes to like people that are actually like heartbroken in bed and like literally have no motivation to do anything, what's like your advice?
I've been there. I think like, if it's your first heartbreak, I think the first one's always the hardest, because you've never felt anything like that. You're like, why do I feel like I've been shot? Like, you feel like you're dying.
Literally.
Because you've never experienced like having something ripped away from you like that. But I think my biggest advice is to realize that like, if it's a tough heartbreak that you're going through, right? Where you're like crying in bed every single night, you're feeling like so low, so broken, so maybe like betrayed. It's like, your soulmate would never have you like curled up in bed in pain, crying every night, which I think is a big realization. Then also, anytime something leaves, it's so something better can enter. So you just have to see it as that, like maybe the universe is clearing this out to make way for something else. As cheesy as that sounds, and as hard as it is to think that, because trust me, when you're there, I feel like you don't want to think
you
that.
You don't. And like that's the last thing that you want to hear. But no, like eventually, yeah. Like you have to get out of it.
You want to hear like, it's okay to
he's
like,
gonna come back.
He's going to come back. But like, I always tell people, I'm like, don't ever like wait for them to come back. Like you should never want them to come back. Like yeah. If someone leaves your life like willingly and removes themselves from it or like does you wrong consciously, like why would you want room for that in your life? Like it's okay to be like, thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah. How have you like personally worked with your relationship, like with loneliness? Because I feel like
yeah.
Part of the reason why it's easier to navigate a breakup is because you actually like enjoy spending time with yourself. So how have you personally worked on it?
I mean, honestly, I feel like that's something I've been experiencing now yeah. After being in a relationship for 2 years.
Was it 2 years long?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So we talked every day for over 2 years, yeah. Probably like almost 3 years. We talked every day, I guess you could say, cause we were friends before. Yeah. So I've been navigating having that hole in my life almost, but I think I realized, I was literally thinking about it the other day. I was like, the universe is almost trying to force me to be by myself and not seek like, you know, validation or happiness or love from somebody else, but rather from myself. So I've just been channeling all of my energy into like passion projects. Like I think I always say it's like really important to have hobbies. Like I love painting, sure. Journaling, mm-hmm. Writing. I've just been channeling any feelings of like loneliness or isolation into like passion projects. Mm-hmm. Cause I can, at least then there's something resulting from it that's like good.
What is your like personal definition of self-love? Because I feel like there's like a lot of misconceptions on social media. So like, what are some misconceptions of self-love that you think social media has like pushed, and what is your personal definition?
I think misconceptions of self-love is that like people get self-love online really confused with like cockiness or self-obsession or like being self-absorbed, or like people will be like, you're so narcissistic. And I'm like, why do we live in a world where the second a woman like likes herself, all of a sudden we're trying to like tear her down? Yeah. I think that's a huge misconception, is that self-love is such a foreign topic.
Yeah.
And like, it's so rare in the society we live in to see someone who like genuinely loves himself. And that's sad to me. Like, I think that's sad. So because it's so rare, when people do see it, they're like, oh, you like yourself a little too much. Oh, you're so into yourself. But it's like, no, I just accept the good and the bad in myself. Yeah. And I think that you should too. Like, right. I think we all, I don't think that should be like a foreign feeling almost.
Now that you, obviously you got out of a very like long-term relationship and you grow a lot and like you realize the things that you like and the things that you don't, what are those like non-negotiables for a next relationship that it's like, you have to have these things for us to like work out?
Yeah, I feel like I've had bad relationships that have taught me like...
Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. Secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. Home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%. More, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive iterative process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMistBeast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I don't know about you besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your Way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSUDES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSUDES at checkout.
Oh, absolutely. I will not tolerate that. And then my most recent relationship, you know, he really set a very good standard for things that I do want. I think non-negotiables for me is like, I think I could never be with someone who's not like emotionally intelligent within themselves. Like for me, like yelling during arguments or like cursing or like name calling, that will never fly. I think that's like the ultimate disrespect. Yeah. I'm a very big, like, let's have a discussion person. And then I think on top of that, I just wouldn't tolerate any man trying to like push me down in any way, whether it was comparing me to other women, or just like nitpicking appearances or behavior. Mm-hmm. I just think at that point, if someone's going to be in a relationship with you, they should date you as you are, not get into a relationship with you and then try to mold you into what they want. It's like, okay, then go find somebody else.
What are those like major red flags that you think that someone should like look at and like not?
Oh God.
Yeah.
There's so many. I think, major red flags. I feel like, God, there's so many that my brain's like listing them off. I think a big red flag is if they have a history of being a cheater.
Yeah.
I think if a guy has like a reputation for being a cheater, that's a little not great. I think also a red flag is like if they're very like controlling off the bat. Like recently I was kind of hanging out with someone and like spending time with them, and we were on a boat and I like asked my friend like, hey, can you pass me another like high noon or something? Right. And he was like, I don't think you need another one. And I was like, oh, honey.
I'm going to drink three more just because you said that.
We never saw him again. Yeah. I was like, because I just realized in that second, I was like, oh my God, you cannot date me if you think this is going to like, even like, it was like a little comment. And I was like, this is not going to fly. Just any form of like controlling commentary or like nitpickiness, or even someone saying things like, you know, you can't wear that. Or like blowing up your phone. Like, where are you? Yeah. Who are you with? Like, you know, I think there needs to be respectful boundaries of like communication, but they're not your parole officer. They're your partner. Like it should feel very mutual and not like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Like I'm sitting in the corner on my phone texting him because he's mad at me. That's not healthy. Yeah.
You mentioned like the universe a lot. Like how has been your spiritual journey?
Oh my God. I think my spiritual journey started also when I was like 20, 21, because I was so like lost, And I was like, I need a sense of something like greater than me to latch on to. Like a sense of just trust and like a higher power. And I grew up Catholic and like that's always like very nice, but I wanted something kind of for myself and something that isn't defined through like
personal relationship.
Yeah. Something that's not defined through like the lines of religion. Like, so like, this is what it is. To me, it felt like just putting my trust in a higher power, like the universe, and just knowing that the odds of me being here are slim, but that I'm here And is there's you, a plan for me.
Is it something that you read or...
I read a book, The Art of Happiness, which really helped me, but it's, that's books about Buddhism, yeah. But it was just all about how the ultimate goal in life is to be happy. Mm. And that really like opened my eyes and made me look at things from a different perspective. And then I just kind of started going down a rabbit hole of like, well, what is happiness for me in like day to day life? How can I like relinquish control of every tedious thing? Mm-hmm. And I think it's helped me accept myself more too, yeah. And accept people around me more. Cause I'm like, well, the universe gave us this situation for a reason. Like,
yeah,
how can we
judging people so much more?
Oh my God. That's like such a big one. People that I used to, I think, you know, have a lot of anger towards them for certain situations, mm-hmm. or feel like super hurt by them. Now I just look at them and I'm like, I hope you figure out whatever like tumultuous feelings you have inside of you that like, yeah. result in this. Like I really hope you find yourself, because it just like it makes you feel like you can't help but understand.
Right. Yeah. There's just like so much forgiveness that builds up inside.
Oh like my God, yourself. Yeah. There's so much forgiveness. I think also like forgiving yourself too.
Yeah, that too.
Like I know a lot of people that they're like have so much anxiety, like after a night out, they're like, oh my God, I said this, mm-hmm. or like, oh my God, like I can't believe I did that. And I'm like, you know, like we all do things and we all have bad nights or out of character moments, or like yeah. we grow and we learn. As long as you forgive yourself and you don't repeat the patterns and you recognize like, hey, that's not me, yeah. then you're good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like friendships, and I was talking about it in this past episode that mm-hmm. I recorded, are like a big part of our lives. What are some like red flags in friendships that like people should look out for?
Oh my goodness. I think red flags and friendships, like I think off the bat, like a big one that has happened to me in the past is if the person, like they don't just want to be your friend, but they want to like take notes from you. Like they're almost like, look, and there's nothing wrong with being inspired by your friends, yeah. but it's almost like they just want to like study you, mm-hmm. and like kind of they idolize
yeah.
you in the friendship a little bit. That's a little odd.
In a weird way, yeah.
Yeah, because then it's like, is this genuine? Like, do yeah. you actually like me for me? I think another big one is friends who they are a friend to everyone, you know, but they're also a friend to no one.
Yeah.
They're the type of friend to be like, well, she didn't do anything to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm such a loyal person that me if too. Someone hurts my friends, I don't wish bad things upon them, but I'm like, I don't want my energy to like cross over with yours in any way. And I'm like, if you're going out of your way to hang out with someone who did me
who
wrong,
hurt
like
me? Yeah.
You're probably not that
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think those are some like tell all signs that are like very mainstream.
Yeah,
like I feel like those have happened to everyone we know probably.
What do you think is like the key to healthy like relationships in general?
Listening. I feel like wow. listening, and also just like losing the ego. I think yeah. so many people, I see on TikTok a lot, people say they're like, well, you know, me and my boyfriend, he recognizes that I'm never wrong. Or like,
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, but that's not true. We're all wrong sometimes. And I think in friendships, it's really important to be able to like put your ego to the side and be like, hey, you know what? I'm really sorry I said that. I was in the heat of the moment. I don't mean that. Like, I'm sorry if what I said harmed you, that's not my intent. Or like, just being able to take a step back and be like, hey, you know what? Maybe I should have invited you to this. I'm sorry. Like, I just think putting your ego to the side and then also just like being like loyal to that person.
Like, and I love that you're like super self-aware. Like, what are the things that like in a next relationship, you know, you're not going to do it, like that you can like work on?
Yeah. I mean, I think in my next relationship, something that I won't do is like, I think in my past relationship, like, we were friends and then we were seeing each other and I was kind of like, hey, what's going on here? Yeah. Which is so not me to yeah. like be like, what are we? Mm-hmm. But I was kind of just like trying to figure out like, are you in or are you out?
Yeah.
I think in a next relationship, I would just let things progress naturally. Like, I don't want to force anything or give like an ultimatum. Or I didn't give him an ultimatum, but like, I kind of was like, hey, we're either friends, just friends, or we're like together, because I can't do the in-between. It's not right. good for me. So, but I don't think in like a relationship long-term with what I think I would want someone that like, they want to choose me off the bat. Right. They know like,
they
oh
know
my God, this
you.
Is like someone that I value so much as a partner. And like, they just immediately like grasp onto the idea of having me in their life rather than like, well, I don't know if I want to keep her as a friend right. or what.
I love that.
Like someone that's just sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's like the biggest way to respect yourself and not to end up in like situationships or like those toxic things.
Oh my gosh. I like
we've all been on and
oh my God, we've all been in them, but like I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Like I literally right now I'm so solo. I'm not like even talking to anyone.
That's super healthy.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I'm healing from my breakup. And also at the same time right now, like I feel like everyone's in their situationship era. And yeah. I'm like, God, I would rather be alone. Yeah. I would rather stay home. I can't do that. That's really tiring.
So peaceful. And like sometimes people confuse it with like being boring, but it's just peaceful. And like sometimes you're just not used to peace. Mm-hmm. You feel like it's boring, but like it's needed.
Oh, I always say I'm like people sometimes think their relationships are boring because I think they're, you know, maybe they've had a really chaotic relationship in the past that was a roller coaster, you know, dopamine's all over the place. But I think calm and tranquil is like nice. And also you don't want to be 60 years old That's married to someone on a roller coaster. Don't you want to be like sitting on the porch all calm, like hanging out?
Literally.
Yeah.
I think this was super helpful for anyone listening. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I
want
to close it off by asking you a question that I ask everybody that hops on the podcast, and that is, what does healing mean to you?
I think to me, healing means accepting every part of yourself, the good and the bad, and being hopeful for like the future, and also being open to accepting future versions of yourself that maybe aren't the best version of yourself. Mm. Just accepting yourself fully as a whole, past, present, future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you, listen to you?
You guys can find me on TikTok. It's Issa Duffy, IssaDuffy, two Y's because the handle with one Y was taken. That's all my socials. And then my podcast is IKD Advice.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media at I Miss Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your hoodie. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mappy on Service everywhere. And I'll see you guys next week. With love, Mappy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.